welcome back to another episode of Blondes Living Boldly. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm Emily.
And I'm Jade.
If you're new to this lovely podcast, where have you been?
But also welcome. Like, yeah. We're pleased to have you.
We are very pleased.
But you need to play catch up now.
Yeah, we're here every week, so, you know. But a little bit about us. We are blonde, obviously, 30-somethings, trying to live our boldest life whilst living in a tiny little town in the Italian mountains.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this podcast is really here for anyone, but particularly if you've maybe want to live abroad, been thinking about moving, maybe you're just stuck in a bit of a rut and you're like, I want to be bolder. Let's try that.
Yeah.
So we're kind of here for you with our adventures, advice, mistakes and musings for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, definitely. And today is girl chat time.
We love a girl chat time.
It's Friday night. We've got the candles lit, the little light.
There's like mood lighting going
mood
on.
Mood lighting.
We've got a glass of, well, we've got Prosecco in wine glasses because...
Sorry, my Prosecco glasses are in the dishwasher. And I couldn't be bothered to wash them by hand, so it's fine. But yes, today's girl chat, and it is all about Italy versus UK, men versus women.
Yeah, all of the verses.
Kind of, yeah, all of the verses. Mm. But disclaimer now, okay? We are stereotyping, okay? And it's only based off of what we've witnessed, okay? And we're not
out there. We're aware that everyone is an individual, yeah, and some things might fit and some things might not. So don't get up on your high horse.
Don't
get your knickers out of a twist.
We're not out there to offend anyone. But we're just, it's girl chat, we're having a bit of a laugh, it's light-hearted, you know. But it's just what we've witnessed whilst we live here, right?
Absolutely.
So we will do our customary cheers.
We will.
Oh,
it's just better with a wine glass, it just is.
It's the ring. It's the ring.
I don't know why. We'd not only have to do a cheers every time, but we also have to have a discussion about how the cheers went. Like, what was the noise satisfying enough?
I know.
It's part of it.
It needs to be satisfying. So, as I started this episode with, we are doing girl chat, and it is all about men versus women.
Yeah, so we love a girl chat.
We
do. And it's nice to kind of sit and chill, but also have a bit of a bitch. Get yourself a glass of water, a cup of coffee, or like us, a cheeky Prosecco, whatever
floats your boat.
Whatever takes your fancy.
Yeah.
Don't get your knickers in a twist.
No, please don't. It's all lighthearted. We're not out there to slag anyone off or...
We are a little bit, but like in a fun jesting way.
Yeah.
Not in a
rude kind of way.
So we thought we'd start with Italian women versus English women from our own experience, obviously, as two English women. we thought we'd give our perspective, and we thought we'd start with women because we know women better because, you know, we have vaginas.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, fair point. It's very true. So, yeah, you know. Obviously, being women, we probably notice women more whilst we're out here. And we've both obviously got boyfriends with mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And we've both got friends who've also got girlfriends, or we obviously know other Italian women.
From being out here. Obviously, like we said before, we're all individuals, right? But there's certain things.
There's aspects that are very similar.
Yeah. And that you kind of notice. So, for example, in the UK, if I go into a city, like I'm from Brighton or close to Brighton, if I go into Brighton, I'm not like, it depends. Am I going for lunch with my mates? Then, yeah, I'm going to try and dress a bit nicer. Maybe I'll put some makeup on.
Yeah.
Am I just popping in to go to the shops? I might have an onion hair.
I mean,
when I say onion hair, I mean like a bun.
A bun. Yeah.
Not oniony hair. Anyway.
No. But just kind of, you're very cash.
I'm very cash. I wouldn't go out in tracky bums because I don't.
No.
But
jeans and jeans and a jumper if it's winter, or shorts and t-shirt if it's summer. Mm. Like, you know, not really, you're not dressing to the nines, are you?
No. And that's really what my style is, to be fair, as comfortable as possible. But when I go into even Turin, so let's compare Brighton and Turin because I think they're similar sized cities. They're not big cities.
No, they're not big cities.
If we go into Turin, I used to go and be like, fantastic. I look like a hobo.
Yeah, I mean, the first time we went in, I think we went in yeah, jeans and a jumper or what have you, and it was like, but like not a jumper. I think we were in just like sweat tops or what have you. We were very cash because obviously, you know, where we live here, people dress
pretty
cash.
We're always cash, yeah.
So yeah, we went in and it was kind of like, oh my God, we stand out.
Like sore thumbs.
Yeah.
Not because we're English, but because we look
we have not made
homeless.
An effort.
Yeah. They literally, elegance is everywhere. And listen, if there are any men listening, women are not dressing for you.
No.
Ever. We're dressing for other women.
We are.
For ourselves or for other women.
We are. We are. We put on the fancy clothes
it
to make us feel better.
Yeah.
And to kind of inspire other women to do the same thing.
I literally, it's taken me, now me and Emily, before we go down to Turin, we're like, well, what are we going to wear? Are we going to wear dresses? Are
oh,
we going to
yeah.
wear, like, you can't just go in our mountain gear. We can't.
No. I mean, we get stared at anyway, but my God, it just gives them
a
more,
reason to stare. Yeah, well, I feel reason. Like I'm being stared at because then you see, this is the issue with cities, right? Is you have the shop front. So you see
oh, yeah.
your outfit like 50 million times that day. And you're like, oh God, oh God. Yes, you look awful. Or like you could, but then you could go down to the city and think you look good or think you look dressed up.
Oh, I know. And then you get there and you're thinking, okay.
Definitely not. Okay.
No, no, no. No. So yeah, we have definitely noticed that Italian women definitely kind of like to make an effort. You know, they kind of, they don't kind of do the super casual thing. That I think a lot of English women, and I'm not passing judgment here. We do the same thing, but yeah, dress very casually unless there's a reason.
Well, or they're going to work or whatever, but you can tell if they're going to work. Whereas I just feel like there's like an elegance.
It's just, almost like a natural elegance. Like yeah.
They wear a lot of black and that does help, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But like they're not there in their trainers normally.
Well, if they are, they're like jazzy.
Snazzy trainers. Yeah,
yeah, snazzy trainers. So yeah, that's just one.
Just one brief
one.
Part.
Brief one. The next one we were thinking is kind of this fieriness.
That like Italian women have a fierceness, they have a fire. That I'm not saying English women don't, but I just feel like maybe, I don't know if it's accepted differently or they're just better at enunciating or like...
Or their fieriness comes across as not being...
They do it in a classy way.
Yes, that's it.
And I don't...
A classy, elegant way.
I've never learnt to do that.
No.
Because like my... You know, like your pub self comes out or like your Wetherspoon self comes out, right? Like if you're fiery...
I know exactly what you mean.
You'd fit in at Wetherspoons rather than like you're fiery but you're still classy. Like it's not...
No
offence to Wetherspoons, I've been there many a time.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
But Italian women can be fiery even in like a 5-star Michelin restaurant and get away with it.
Yeah.
If I do that, oh my God,
I'd
be
getting kicked out. Yeah.
Exactly. But they seem to be able to hold themselves...
It's a
control thing.
It's a control thing. They seem to have like...
More self-control than we do.
More self-control. Whereas I'm going, you know, get out of my pub vibes.
Yeah. Oh my God, we've watched... Well, this is the problem. We grew up with EastEnders. So of course, our fieriness comes from Peggy Butcher.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's definitely not the same. No. I mean, obviously... I think sometimes perhaps we don't necessarily fully understand what is being said, but...
Yeah, so maybe it's that we don't understand 100% because they do talk very fast. I don't know. They just seem to be able to argue
without
ever going past a certain point.
Without getting
like,
kind of full on
they're
batshit
fiery
crazy.
Without getting like overheated.
Yes. Wow, that's a good point. Yeah, a good way of saying it. Fiery, but they don't overheat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whereas realistically, once the fire starts, it's taking over.
Yeah. Yeah. If I start getting fiery, then that's it. I lose my shit and I'm going all out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to know about it.
You're going to know about it when, like, long before I should have stopped.
Yeah. Long before. But we also, I mean, we've mentioned the control thing, but I definitely, that is one thing.
They just seem to be more more aware of themselves in terms of, even like in terms of booze, right? So if you go out, they'll have one drink or two drinks and then they'll stop and watch their boyfriends with just like this look of disdain.
Yeah, the boys, the men go out.
The men go all out. Yeah,
yeah.
But there's this like look. Yeah, like, I've got a couple of Italian friends, and one of them comes to my mind in particular. She's an absolute babe. She always looks amazing, but she's also really nice and really clever. And you're like, okay, like I love you, but I also hate you.
yeah,
like stop. No, it's one of those. She does this thing where she's like the life and soul of the party, but she's actually only had two drinks. And like you can see her just like judging her boyfriend, but again, she doesn't lose her shit. She's not like, all right, mate, time to go home. You've had enough. She looks at him.
She just
gives
looks
like a look.
Just gives them the look. But it's yeah, it is that thing of, I don't know if I've ever seen an Italian woman girl
hammered.
Like
no,
they don't seem like. I mean, once I start drinking, I do find it quite difficult to stop.
Yeah. Which, well, listen, guys, we'll be honest, right? We'll have an honest moment here. So we are on the Prosecco now. But last
it's actually
night,
more like hair of the dog.
It is. So last night, me and Emily thought we'd go for a nice Prosecco on our day off. 2 a.m, I come home.
Yeah. So
we've not been anywhere because everywhere's closed. It's literally just me and Emily and our mate on FaceTime jibber jabbering away.
In my apartment. Drinking.
My boyfriend was like, where the fuck have you been? It's 2 a.m. I was like, I don't know.
We don't know what happened yesterday, to be fair. It's just one of those things that happens quite regularly with us. We start talking, we start drinking, and the night disappears.
Goodbye.
So Italian women, I don't feel, do the same thing.
I think they do the talking thing, but they'll have sat there with their like cup of tea.
Or they've got a glass of wine, but they're nursing it.
I'm not a nurser. I'm not a nurse. Even when we do this podcast, realistically, by the 40th minute, I'm on my second glass. My glass has been dry for a while because I just... But then that's because I'm talking.
Yeah, exactly.
I get truth otherwise.
But then how is it that they can talk as much as we do? Because
they
Italian
definitely
women...
can, and faster than we do.
Faster. But then they don't need to drink. Like, they're... You know, when we go out for aperitivo, me and Jade have finished our drink.
Well, we finish at the same speed as the men.
Yeah.
But then I think that's growing up. Well, one, you grew up playing rugby.
Yes.
I grew up with sailing boys, which, like...
But, yeah, do you...
We get into that mode, right? So I feel like...
I do
this
get
is something
laddie.
We didn't write down, guys. I get laddie.
Laddie.
And, like, I get competitive. I ain't getting left behind. If you can drink 5 pints, I can drink 5 pints. Like, I'm not... No.
No. So there's a bit of competition is always
but maybe
there.
That's just us. No, I think most of my English female mates are like that because that's how we lose the control. Like, because you're like, don't we want equality, right? So if you can drink, I can drink.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll match you drink for drink. And Emily matches drink for drink, but she's on wine.
Yeah.
Or a gin and tonic. So,
I mean.
She's actually winning.
I'm winning. I'm not on the pints, guys. I'm not on the pints.
I can't drink that much anymore. Whereas, like, we went out for drinks quite a few times when we were on holiday, this friend that I spoke about, and she'll have one spritz and be like, no, I couldn't have another. I'll be drunk. Her boyfriend gave her one anyway. And then she, at dinner, she had a Coke.
No.
Because she was like, oh, no, I'll be too drunk. I can't.
What?
But also, if I've had two spritz,
I'm
definitely having another one.
But I also then want the wine.
Yeah,
and I want,
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not having another spritz because two spritz is enough, to be fair.
But, it is. But I then want wine with dinner or something. Yeah. Like, I don't... Yeah. I might have some water with it.
Yeah,
but
you've got to rehydrate whilst you dehydrate. Yeah, I'm not condoning binge drinking, right?
They're far classier, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, they just... It's the control.
I'm not saying that all English women aren't classy. It's just that me and Jade in particular...
Of this room... 100% of English women are not classy.
Yes. We can be when we want to be.
Yeah, but that being said though, right? So obviously, like, we dressed up for this wedding. And I was feeling my oats. Like, I was quite content with the way that I looked.
No, she did look good. She did look good.
By the end of the night, my dress is ripped. Like...
Because you've had a good time.
I had a great time. I'm not even mad. I'm not mad.
It's a sign of a good time.
Like, you know, like, I can't maintain... But it's again, like, if I've got a face of makeup, I'll look nice for maybe 2 hours. And then...
It starts
Then I start to look a little bit like Gene Simmons.
Fair. But you're having a good time. You're having fun. And I'm not saying that Italian women don't have fun.
I just feel like they're always in control when they have fun.
They are. they're in control of them, they're in control of themselves, whereas 9 times out of 10 I'm not in control.
I think I only know one girl who's quite laddie with like the boys, like she'll go on the beers, but she'll have a half to their pint. So that's not the same.
It's not the same. No. They're just, it's, you know, they're just, they are different.
Yeah.
They are very different.
And it's not a bad different, it's just a different, and that's what we've noticed.
It is.
Was there anything? Oh.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay, so before we finish this little segment.
Little segment. Oh, I like it.
I know. Well, I had to think about it because I was like, is segment the right word?
It is.
It is the right word. Because I was thinking of an orange. Anyway, not the point.
Sorry. This always happens. Tangents.
So another little thing. We've spoken about our Italian partners and their mothers many times because many times have they driven us crazy.
Yes, and very regularly.
And they're very different. But one thing that, like, so Emily's boyfriend's mum is different to my boyfriend's mum. They're very different.
They are.
But one thing that they do have in common is that they both seem to want us to wear their clothes.
Oh, my God. Every time I go to Bergamo to visit
because
the
you
family,
accept the clothes. When I used to send the clothes back, which is probably why she doesn't like me. But
no, she has offered me clothes and I'm like, oh no, that's not me. And then she pulls something out. Is this? But the last time I went, she pulled out a nice vintage leather jacket.
Oh, it was lovely.
And was like,
yeah,
would you like this? And I'm like, actually,
and
yes,
got the
I
nice
would.
Nice boots and stuff.
I've got boots. She's given me an Armani
whereas
handbag.
Obviously, like, I've got a specific style. So even like the stuff that she's given you, like I wouldn't have worn anyway. But like my boyfriend's mum likes a sequin.
Oh, she does. She likes a bit of like
including on shoes.
Jazz.
And I can't, I've not worn sequins, I don't think, since, well, I, do you know what? I don't know that I've ever worn a sequin. Maybe when I was a teenager and I had a moment, but even as a young girl, I wanted to wear boys' clothes. So
sequins is a bit too much.
They're just too much for me. I can't.
Yeah. I mean, but even to the point that the stuff she's offered you, even I wouldn't accept.
Yeah, I just couldn't. So it is, I don't know that like any, I've had a few English boyfriends, obviously, and I've never been given their mother's clothes. They're just like, all right, nice to meet you.
They don't, yeah, they're not like, going to give
not,
me anything.
They're not really that invested.
No, they might.
But also, is it not a bit weird? Like, you're sleeping with my son, please wear my clothes. Like, I just, there's like a weird.
It is a bit strange. Yeah, now.
So if anyone else does have an Italian boyfriend, I want to know. Does his mum give you
clothes, shoes, handbags, whatever it is. Yeah, her shit. Interesting. Yeah, intrigued to know. Yeah. But equally, if you're English
and she's also done the same, I want to know.
Because I've never had
or
it
if
either.
You're an English man and your mum gives your girlfriends her clothes, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. The more I think about it, it is very odd.
I find it really disturbing. But anyway.
Anyway.
Moving swiftly on to your men. Money.
Yes. The men.
The men, if you will. Now, we're aware that quite a lot of you are not based in the UK.
No.
Well, shout out to our American listeners. We apologise.
Well, just our otherworldly.
But a form of fever gripped women and gay men in the UK this summer. That was the Italian man.
A particular one.
So all I heard about, right, obviously now living in Italy from friends and whatnot, was, oh my God, are all Italian men like Davide from Love Island?
We're like, I don't know. I don't know who is he. So then we then we both had to do a Google.
Yeah.
And obviously as soon as we saw a picture, it was like,
I
see many.
Well, the fact that his name's Davide, I mean, already pretty much like, oh, yeah.
How
probably.
Many Davides do we actually know? Quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's one of those that it's, yeah. Once I started, I watched a few clips because obviously
I wanted to know what the fascination was with them. We've been spouting about Italian men for years and my friends have never listened.
No.
And so now suddenly this man,
he gripped the nation. He literally, they were obsessed with this guy. And don't get me wrong, good looking guy, very charismatic, what have you. But for some reason,
I've not watched the clips. Did he have an accent?
Oh, he's got full on Italian accent. Yeah.
We all like the accent.
Yeah.
Does he do the wink?
I don't know. Oh, I'm assuming so.
I assume so. The wink will.
Oh, I mean.
The wink goes a long way.
Yeah. English men, I don't know. Maybe you can YouTube it. How an Italian man winks is very different.
It's not like a sleazy wink. It's like they kind of click their tongue.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a real thing.
They wink and at the same time. And I don't know. It just makes me go weak at the knees.
It really does. And it's a problem. So obviously, I'm assuming that Italian women are just like, well, yeah, they all do it. So it's not a thing. But sometimes, like, if I've been really annoyed at my boyfriend for a period of time, I'm like, can you do the wink? And because literally all is forgiven.
All is forgotten.
I'm like, what?
But yeah, actually, I don't know if that, I'm assuming he can do the wink.
I prefer to watch him do the wink than anything else, to be quite honest.
Same. But no, he definitely entranced, as you said.
You were entranced.
All the women and gay men of England. And yeah, anyone else that watches Love Island.
Well, maybe, you know.
But, I mean, he was very charismatic. He was very, you know, chivalrous.
Which made us start thinking about Italian men. Because it's obviously, like, there is this massive stereotype of, like, oh, Italian stallion.
Yeah.
Italian men.
But, I don't know. They are actually very different.
And yeah.
I'm not saying that English men are... It's a bad thing for English men. It's just that we've noticed that, you know, obviously predominantly we've had English boyfriends. So.
Yeah, I think 60-40 for me.
Yeah, I mean, my boyfriend now is the only Italian I've ever been with. So for me, you know, it's one of those things you're like, yeah, you know, English boys, but all men.
It's funny though, because we're already saying Italian men.
English boys,
like just naturally.
And I think that is actually
I'm very sorry because we were aware that we do have male listeners, but this is girl chat, so get over it.
Yeah, get over it. You're just going to have to accept that there are differences.
It is bad because we do call English men boys, and it's because they have this certain...
They're laddie. It's that whole laddie culture. Regardless of if you're from the north or the south, or if you're 12, or if you're 22, or if you're 60,
there's
like
still that laddie.
A group of men, English men, still act laddie.
Yeah, they know they do.
You know, when they go down the pub or they go to a football match or, you know, wherever it is they are, they kind of all start to act in a certain way. And don't get me wrong, Italian men do a similar thing.
Yeah, but it's different.
It's different.
They're not downing pints. Like, they're drinking together and they're chatting together and they're being laddie, but they're not downing a pint of someone else's pubes.
No. And
like, which someone I dated did once do. So, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, they're not out to get drunk and what have you. And, you know, it's if they do see a group of women, it's not a case of, like, they're going to...
Well, they'll hit on them, but they'll actually go and...
They actually go and make,
like,
a conversation.
They'll chat her up. They're not going to, like, stare at, like, be like, oi, oi, across the bar.
Yeah.
Like,
or pinch your bum when you walk past or whatever. Well, yeah, what other things have been done, I don't know.
Can I get your number?
No.
You literally haven't said hi to me yet.
Why would I give you my number? What's your name?
Who are you? No, I don't give out my number. Fuck off.
I mean, to be fair, I'm... going to openly say I did fall for it many a times when I was younger.
Well, we're all young once.
But I don't know, I think the older I've got, the more I've realized actually I prefer actual, like,
so Emily has a real cute story.
Oh yeah.
And I think this to me is the epitome of, like, the differences.
Yeah.
And maybe she just, like, I've obviously been hit on by Italian and English men, and to be fair, neither experience was particularly enjoyable. But like, after a certain point in the evening, you're like, no. But they will make the effort to try and talk to you, even if they're not really listening.
Yeah, they will make, I think that's the difference, is that Italian men are willing to make an effort.
Yeah, and put themselves out there a bit.
Yeah.
Whereas lads move in groups and...
Yeah, it's just kind of almost like, you know, one lad will come up and it's like, Oh, my mate fancies you.
My mate thinks you're real fit.
Again, I'm sorry if we're stereotyping. and I don't mean to offend anyone, but this is just our experience.
Yeah.
Okay. So my cute little story, bearing in mind, I spent 7 years commuting into London via a train. Okay.
And this has never happened to you in the UK.
This has never happened to me in the UK. So I'm traveling to see my boyfriend via train from where we live to where he lives in Bergamo. And I'm on the train, and generally I travel a weekday, so I've got work, I've got my laptop, what have you.
And to be fair, it was the summer, she was wearing a cute little dress.
It was summer, I was wearing a dress, and I've got on, and I'm travelling from Turin to Milan. And I normally sit as far away from everyone else as possible because I'm antisocial. And, you know, being a Brit, I don't want to talk to anyone else.
That's the polite thing to do, is to sit as far away from everyone else as possible.
So no one else was around me. Anyway, it's around a two-hour train journey. A couple of stops in, this guy gets on and he asks if he can sit. I'm in a four, so two facing, front facing, and two obviously the other way, and I'm on my laptop working away, and he asks if he can sit down. I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. Sit down.
Obviously, this is an Italian. Yeah. He's translating.
And anyway, I think I was eating an apple or something. This is the thing. Anyway, we don't really interact much. There's not much interaction.
Didn't he open the bin for you?
He opened the bin for me because I needed to put my apple core. And I think the only other interaction is he asked if I wanted some of his almonds.
No, he asked you if you wanted some of his nuts and you said yes.
And I was shocked that someone would offer. I was like, almonds? Why would you? What? Okay. So I did.
She took some of the nuts.
I took some of his nuts. Yeah. But other than this, there was no words exchanged. I was plugged into my music. He's plugged into his, I don't know.
Was
music.
There any like eye contact?
No, not really. Well, I was working.
The odd little smile.
I don't know. I don't really think so.
He might have been looking at you the whole time and you just had no idea. He might have been really creepy.
He might have been really creepy, but I had head down. I was like, obviously working, listening to my music. I don't know. Maybe we had like exchanged a few looks. I'm not sure. But obviously for me, there was nothing to it. Anyway, the train pulls in, like, I don't know, we're two stops away from Milan. And he gets up to get off. And I'm like, okay, fine. And I was like, I'm ready to say ciao because, you know, Italians.
He took his nuts.
The Italians do that. Yeah. They are friendly. Yeah. So I was like, it's fine. And also, yeah, I took his nuts. it was the least I could do. And as he goes to get off, he kind of like bends down. And I'm like, okay. And then he says ciao and I say ciao. And I'm like, okay, cool. What have you? And he gets off the train.
You thought he'd stumbled or something?
I thought he'd stumbled, like, or what have you. And the next thing, I look down and there's like this little piece of,
I just think,
like,
it's
paper
thing
on the seat next to me. And I was like, what the hell's that? So I pick it up. Like, I don't do it straight away because I'm like a bit like, okay, I don't really know what this is. And anyway, I open said piece of paper. It's just like a little, you know, and it's his telephone number and his name.
Fabio. It was Fabio, wasn't it?
Fabio, yeah.
Oh, Fabio.
And his telephone number. And I was like,
it breaks my heart this day because he would have waited for like a week to see if he'd heard from you.
I was like, oh my God, what? Like, did I give him any inclination that I was interested? I don't know. But
he did it very nicely. Like, he didn't force it on you. He didn't give it to you directly. He just popped it there, like, for you to find and you to make your own decision. And I think that's really cute.
I mean, to be fair,
he's obviously ripped off this bit of paper. He's written his number down.
But then I realised, I was like, actually, no, I remember him ripping up a piece of paper and getting a pen out and what have you, like, earlier on in the journey. But
he's,
I didn't
really
think
sat
anything
there
of it.
And thought about giving you it. Yeah. And I just, this guy Fabio, I mean, what a charmer. That's
what a gentleman.
Lovely. And Emily did say, had she not been travelling to visit her boyfriend and didn't have a boyfriend, she might have.
I would have 100% messaged and been like, hey.
That's lovely. And I don't think English men do that.
No. Well, because, no, they would have just gone.
No, oh, they, well, no. they would have just they plowed just on asked, in there and yeah. asked. Yeah. But they always ask for your number.
Yeah. But no, he gave me his. He had no, like, you know, we didn't really, you know, we didn't speak. Mm. Like, we didn't have a conversation or anything, you know. But yet he, yeah, he left his number on a little folded piece of paper.
The only equivalent to that I've ever had is horrible. because it was an English boy. And I was at the bar with my boyfriend. And I can't remember, like, for some reason, this guy, like, we started chatting to this group of lads, basically. Which was fine, because, like, fine. I'm there with my boyfriend, like, yep. You know how it is in the pub or whatever. And he, like, basically, I couldn't hear the guy from Roadrunner, so he took my phone to call them, which is obviously, like, our local taxi company.
Right, okay.
And then the next morning, I don't know how I saw it, like, something had popped up in my phone. So he'd obviously left his number in my phone. And do you know what he'd saved his number as?
Oh, no. Please.
You're too hot for your boyfriend.
Oh.
Like,
no.
That's not the same level as charm. Like,
no.
Like, I want a, like, had he passed me a note of, like, here's my number, you know, if you ever change your mind.
It was just old school. And yeah, I just afterwards, it. I was very, I mean, obviously, as soon as I figured out what it was like, I took a picture, sent
yeah,
it to Jade.
Me and I was like, oh,
I was like, Jade, oh my God, look what's just happened.
See, I really wanted her to message him and just be like, look, I have a boyfriend, but thanks so much. Keep doing it type thing. Like,
yeah.
It's a nice way to meet people.
Why not? I mean, he was a good looking guy.
Yeah.
You know, and as I said, had I not had a boyfriend.
She's still got the piece of paper, so you know.
It's still in, yeah. I showed it to my boyfriend and everything. I was like, guess what happened to me on the train?
But did he think it was weird?
No, he kind of was just like,
oh, that's nice.
He kind of went, okay. And I was like, I'm just letting you know, I've got options.
Yeah, just so you're aware.
But yeah, so.
That's a lovely little thing.
That
though.
Was just, yeah, I have never, ever had someone, a man, do that to me before.
It's just what a nice way to do it. Because again, he didn't force it into your hand.
No.
He didn't like, he no. literally just popped it on the seat next to you.
Yeah.
In a very.
Yeah, just to kind
he
of.
Didn't
you
enter
know.
Your space in order
no,
to.
No, he didn't. He didn't. And
really all you did to lead him on was take some of his nuts.
I said yes when he said, would you like some? And he offered me his nuts and I said
and then
yes.
he offered you his phone number and you said no.
Yeah, I do feel bad, but. You know what? I've got a boyfriend, so unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I do feel there is a difference when
there's
it comes
that.
To Italian men chatting up.
So there's that. This is a positive and a negative, right? So some stereotypes are true. And I would say that Italy is quite a chauvinistic country in terms
yes.
of what men that I know seem to expect of their partners or what have you.
They're still very old school.
Negative parts to it. But the chivalry is actually still alive.
It is.
It's hard, isn't it? Because, like, as women, we want it all. Like, I want equality, but I also want it to be treated like the fucking princess that I am.
Yeah. I know. I'm kind of a bit of a...
Yeah.
kind of contradict myself because I'm like, yeah, I want equal rights, but then, yeah, I also want you to open the door for me, or we go 50-50 on the meal, but then I'm like, oh, but next time can you pay? And then
yeah,
I'll
just occasionally,
like,
it's not
just as
every
a treat.
Time, yeah,
just as a treat.
But then, like, I will treat them, but it doesn't feel
exactly.
as good.
No, it doesn't, because it's my money.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's upsetting, isn't it?
But no, yeah, Italian men definitely chivalry is
I
not
mean,
dead here.
It's definitely not. And that being said, like, some people will disagree with this, but, like, if me and Emily go out for dinner with our boyfriends, the bill doesn't arrive at the table.
No.
Like, they've already snuck up to the bar and paid.
Yeah.
Way before the bill even arrives.
Yeah. And I you know, sometimes that pisses me off because I'm like,
well, I would have paid.
Hey,
like,
it's my turn. It's my, and, you know, me and my boyfriend have a very much, and you're the same,
yeah.
like, you know, 50-50, like, I'll pay one time, you pay next time, or
but
we'll
like,
split it.
But, like, there's certain places where we go for dinner where me and Emily, like, obviously, like, the local pizzeria, it's not the case.
No.
But, like, there's certain places where me and Emily have dressed up, they've put a shirt on. like, I was going to say they've dressed up,
They've put a shirt on.
If we're lucky, they've ironed it. Anyway.
I don't own an iron, so...
And yeah, and like in those places, the bill does not arrive at the table.
It, no. To be fair, every time we've been there, Jade, I have never known what the bill actually comes
no,
to.
No, I don't know whatever what it comes to.
No.
Ever.
Because it just, you just don't know.
You're like, we're leaving, and they're like, no, we've already paid. And you're like, what?
I'm like, I go to pay, and no. They're like, come on, off we go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, chivalry is definitely not dead here, yeah. And I do very much appreciate it. They are very traditional still. They're still kind of, you know, that old school gentleman vibe. Which, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
There are obviously men in England who are exactly the same. But I don't know, like, I feel like with our generation, it's not as common.
No.
You know, it's kind of, they are very much like, well, you wanted equal rights, so...
Yeah, they fucking are. But then I want equal rights, but I also don't necessarily... like. And sometimes I do want to be treated like one of the lads. So this is difficult, right?
It is.
But sometimes I don't. I want to be treated like a princess.
Yeah.
Or just... Why can't I have both?
I think we should be able to have both.
Yeah. Well, I do have both here, so that's
You
nice.
Can let us know.
But
if you think otherwise...
we're absolutely wrong, you can feel free to tell us to fuck off. That's absolutely fine. There's other little things that I don't like. So this is where women are... We're really pernickety, right? We want it all.
Oh, I know.
We do. We want it all. But then you guys have had it all for many, many, many years. So get over it.
Get over it.
We like the chivalry.
We do like the chivalry. We like the wink.
We like the wink. We like that side. We like the gentle being hit on. That nice... Yeah. Side of things. What we don't like is the fucking staring.
Oh my God. Italian men stare so much. I'm like, guys, take a picture. It will last longer.
Actually, I don't want them to take a picture of me though, because they're always creepy old men. And they literally...
But...
I'm like, do I have something on my face?
Yeah, have I got my dress tucked into my knickers? Like...
Has my period arrived? Like, what? Why are we staring at me this much?
Have I got toilet paper stuck on my foot? Like, what is it? Because...
It's literally like... And you can look at them with like...
Disgust.
I have a very good bitch face, right?
Oh, yeah. Same.
Like, we both do. Most of the time, it's not deliberate. But at those times, I give full on...
They don't...
Fuck off and die vibes.
And they don't care.
They just still continue the staring.
I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously, I know we're blondes in a mountain town in Italy, but still, like, it happens when we go to the cities.
If I gave a man in England that look, they'd be like, cheer up, it might never happen.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't get any reaction.
They just
continue to stare.
They don't even say anything.
I don't know why that's my, like, English man voice. But it is fine.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one. I mean, I don't get it. You know, it is. It's nice in a sense that we get noticed more here.
Well, yeah, because I go back to the UK
and no
this is
one
really
looks.
Bad, right? It's really bad though, because when we walk into a bar here, I would say 80% of heads turn.
Yeah,
and it's not because we're particularly attractive. It's just because we're blonde, but. I'm used to that now because I've lived here for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then I go back to the UK and obviously there's blondes fucking everywhere. And I walk into a bar and I'm like, no one's turned and looked at me.
What's going on?
Do I look
Do I look really bad today? Did I not make an effort?
Like, I've gone into the bar with my onion hair, like I've said. That's just like here and jogging bottoms, and they still do it.
Mm. They are very starey.
So it's not that I look good, it's just that I look different, but still.
Yeah.
So when you are like feeling like you look good and then everyone turns and stares, you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But don't talk to me.
Just like, don't talk to me. I'm not interested. Which I suppose English men have the balls maybe to speak to you, but.
Yeah, but not in a
nice way, maybe. Or not in the way you want them to.
No, never. So today's been actually like a fun one, I feel like.
Yeah.
We've just...
We're sorry if we have offended anyone, okay? We're just putting it out there.
This is what girl chat is. It's lighthearted. Feel free to take the piss off out of us too, but preferably, you know, not to my face, but I'll deal with it.
But this is what girl chat is. Like, come on, girls. All of us do it.
I'm just thinking of like our regular boy listeners and they're going to be like, yeah, come on, girls.
My brother listens, so he knows what I'm like. He knows what you're like. It's fine. It's fine.
He loves a night out with us, right?
Yeah. I just think, we're not, you know, again, this is, we're not giving advice. We're not, you know.
Yeah, this is literally a musing, wittering
session where we just kind of like to, you know, this is what the kind of things we chat about.
Oh, just when it's lovely. Us two. Shout out to one of our lovely people that listens all the time.
Oh.
Who's just sent us a message saying, do you want anything from the UK? I'm coming over soon.
Yes. I'd like
Mail.
Okay, I want Percy Pigs and I'd like some dairy milk and
dairy
some Heinz tomato soup.
Oh, yeah, because it's winter now. I want
winter.
Heinz tomato soup.
There you
yeah.
go. Maybe some baked beans.
It depends. Have they got a suitcase? Have they not? I don't know. He's going to listen to this and he's going to know it was him. Anyway.
Yeah. Special shout out.
Special shout out for you. Yeah, we've really enjoyed today. We hope you have too. Recently, we learned that apparently, if you just listen to our podcast and you don't press download, then we don't get told that you've listened to it.
No.
Which is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, because we want to know you've listened. We want to know.
We're a bit stalky and we want to see where you live and what you're doing. And no, I'm joking.
She is joking. It would just be nice if you hit the download button because...
It doesn't use that much data, guys. It's like nothing. Just click it and then we know.
And then that helps.
Also, make sure you get involved. Come visit us on our Instagram page, Blondes Living Boldly.
And then, obviously, then hashtag what makes you bold.
Because we want to know.
Because we want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
About,
this two-way street.
Living boldly thing. Why not?
And we also have an email subscription.
We do.
So sign yourselves up and, you know, if you want to hear more... That's where we are. You can also get involved in the conversation that way. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can let us know. Give us some podcast episode ideas.
Exactly. That would be nice because...
Sometimes we...
It's difficult.
It is difficult for us. You'd be surprised, I know.
Anyway, luckily we can talk about anything. But yeah, thank you so, so much for joining us. We appreciate you all. And
continue to live boldly.
Keep living boldly, guys.
And
ciao for now.